Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
And Julie, let's talk about urine.
Let's do it.
As the commodity urine, not so much about the, I mean, we'll get into some of the biological processes that are involved in the creation of urine to a certain extent, but for the most part, urine as this semi-magical golden liquid that comes out of our bodies, and there it is, on the ground, in a jar, in the toilet, in the urinal, on the side of a bus, wherever. We're left to contemplate this liquid and figure out what we should do with it. What can we learn from it?
And indeed, every time you go to the doctor, or most times you go to the doctor, what mm-hmm. do you have to do?
You have to pee in a cup.
That's right, because that's that liquid gold that will tell you all sorts of things about your present and your future.
And we've been divining with urine for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. I mean, the practice goes back literally thousands of years, and we're still, the thing about it is we still haven't completely refined the process. We're still finding new ways to learn from urine and actually discover the curative properties of urine, but not in the way that you might be thinking. We'll get into the whole urine drinking as well.
Yeah, it actually turns out to be far more complex and nuanced beyond some of the things that we already know about urine. And we'll talk about that in a moment. Like, what does it mean when my pee is, like, electric yellow?
Yeah, hold on, because we'll get there. So, pee in a jar. We'll get to the color in just a minute. But first, let's just rehash the basics about urine. Urine, of course, is there for a reason. It is a waste product. It's there to remove extra water and water-soluble waste that the kidneys filter from the blood. So it gets rid of toxins and things that would otherwise build up in the body.
Yeah, I kind of think about the kidneys as a brew house.
Yeah.
And, you know, the waste product is the hops.
Yeah.
They're kind of like flavoring what your urine is going to look like. And it's really important because kidneys do maintain water volume and balance as well as regulate blood composition. And if you think about it, there are really only four exit strategies for substances in your body. feces, your breath, sweat, and urine. So urine is obviously one of the big four here.
Yeah, urine's a big one. I remember when I wrote the article about saunas for How Stuff Work, I was looking into the whole question of, well, can you sweat out impurities? And you can sweat out some impurities, but really urine is the go-to for those liquid impurities. You'll get a little with sweat, but it's mainly the pee.
Yeah, and let's talk about that pee, because it is composed primarily of water. We're talking about 95% in a well-hydrated person. The other 5%, we're talking all sorts of organic solutes, including urea, creatine, uric acid, and trace amounts of enzymes, carbohydrates, hormones, fatty acids. The list goes down and down and down.
Yeah. It's kind of, I mean, the thing, again, it's a waste product. So you get into that whole situation of when you want to learn about an ancient culture, what do you end up looking for as an archaeologist? You look for their garbage heap. You know, you find out what they're eating, what they're throwing away, what kind of little bits of detritus give us a picture of their lives. And thus, we do the same with urine. And we're discovering more and more ways to do that with urine, because you see what they ate, what kind of, what they took part of, what kind of environment they lived in.
So what we're talking about here is a far more nuanced understanding, or beginnings of understandings of urine, because, you know, if you look at compounds right now that are tested in urine, you're talking about 150, not 3,000. So it turns out that urine beats out saliva as one of the most complex fluids in the human body. And it that has ushered in new urine-based diagnostic tests for colon and prostate cancer, celiac disease, and pneumonia.
Yeah, I thought it was fascinating. We're, you know, talking 2,300 different compounds can show up in there that should show, you know, what kind of drugs the person happens to be taking, what they're drinking, what foods they're eating, what cosmetics they're wearing. I never thought about cosmetic signatures in urine, but there you go. And, I mean, in the course, the great thing, and this will come up again and again, the great thing about urine is that, unlike other ways you might test the body, I mean, it just comes right out. It's you're not having to dig into the body, cut into the body. It's a pretty invasive way of getting at some data about how the organism is working. And it's as far as gross things that come out of the body, it's generally not that gross.
Now, if you want to read the tea leaves, as it were, of your own pee at home without going through a highly diagnostic test, you can do so just by looking at the color, right?
Yeah, and and urine comes in a rainbow of colors. Like, on one hand, you can have like the extremely dark urine.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the crystal clear urine. That's what I tend to try and go for on a good day. Drink enough water to where it's just straight up clear. And I'm peeing all day long. And then you have various other shades in between. So, the big one, if you have colorless water urine, what does that mean? Just straight up
crystal.
Yeah,
you've been drinking a lot of water.
Yeah.
All right.
Which I tend to see, it's like an achievement award that you get. It's like, there we go, I'm doing it.
Now, let's get really specific here. Have you ever peed into the toilet, looked, and then saw that day glow yellow, and you're just a little bit taken back?
Yes. So certainly when I've taken like a lot of vitamins, sometimes.
Bingo.
I'll see that real yellow urine. Or if I take, when I had a UTI recently, I took those pills that, help
flush out the kidneys.
Yeah, flush out the kidneys and decrease the pain. And that's like bright orange. It's one of those things, you take it an hour previously and then you forget that you took it, and then whoa, you know, it's like a Muppet in there.
It's alarming.
Yeah.
It can be. And if you have tea colored urine, well, that means that you're probably dehydrated. Now, a lot of these...
More concentrated urine.
You're right.
And this tends to be the kind of urine you see in abandoned soda bottles, I notice. You know, you never see like really clear, healthy urine in an old sun drop container. It's always like dark brown urine that you're not sure if it's pee or motor oil at first glance.
Yeah, but if you're urinating into a bottle, there's probably some sort of thing going on there that means that you're in dire circumstances and
exactly.
You're just reaching for the nearest vessel. Now, the thing that you want to strive for is straw-colored urine.
Really? Yeah. So am I overreaching with my crystal?
It's possible.
Okay.
It's possible that you might have too dilute of urine, in which case you might want to back off a little bit, because that straw-colored kind of shows that there's a balance going on in terms of the salts in your body and everything else.
Okay. Now, of course, the big one, of course, is if there's any blood. That's generally, that is a sign that you need to get it checked out. Could be something simple, could be a UTI, but it can also be something far more serious. I mean, bladder cancer, you name it. So it comes down to, again, the fact that you can tell so much about how the organism is functioning by looking at the urine, even something as simple as just visually what's going on there.
Now, scent, and we won't get too much into this because we could probably spend an entire podcast about pea scent, but a sugary smell might indicate the presence of blood sugar that's been excreted into the urine and could be caused by diabetes or pregnancy. And of course, as we know, certain foods produce a sulfur-containing amino acid. Looking at you, asparagus.
So yeah, if you eat asparagus for the first time following this podcast, be prepared, possibly, for something a little funky.
All right, let's talk about some myths of pee, because there are ideas of pee use out there in the world, and I'm talking specifically about drinking your own pee. Is this a good idea? Yes or no?
No, it's not a good idea. And
what?
I know it sounds amazing. I mean, a lot of it comes down to the fact that, you know, we were talking about it earlier. What's it made of? 95% water. Okay, that's great. Mm-hmm. We need water. But that remaining 5% is garbage. Toxic garbage that you're better off not drinking. Now, it's an idea that keeps coming back. I guess there's something, you know, cyclical and sort of magical sounding about drinking your own urine. As pointed out by Ryan Bradley in the Popular Science article, classic FYI, is it ever okay to drink your own urine? He points out that the Celts in the Iberian Peninsula gargle it to whiten their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
In Ayurvedic medicine, you had the practice of amaroli, which is a Sanskrit word that refers to urine therapy. And there's even the argument that that Proverbs 5:15 supports the act, saying, "Drink waters from thy own cistern, flowing water from thy own self."
Now, there are some readers who took issue with that proverb, so we won't spend a lot of time with that, parsing that out. But yeah, this idea of drinking your own urine has been around for a long time, and you really see it in survivalist situations. So you have someone like Aaron Ralston, he's the rock climber, who was pinned under a boulder, and he drank his own urine during a 5-day ordeal in which he ended up amputating his own arm. And you have people like Bear Grylls, he's a survivalist, who say, it could work. But the idea there is, it might work to drink your own urine in this dire situation only if you have that correct level of dilute water in your pee. So if you are dehydrated at the point that you drink your pee, it's not a good idea because it becomes more and more concentrated with all of those excess electrolytes. We're talking about chloride, sodium, and potassium. You do not want to fill up on this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the reasons why the Army Field Manual for Survival, Evasion, and Recovery listed on the Do Not Drink list, along with seawater and blood. So really, it's to think about that, it's basically on the same level as drinking seawater or blood in a survival situation.
Yeah.
Now, to your point, if you had, you know, somebody around with really crystal clear urine, you could maybe make the case for it. But in a survival situation, it's going to be that orange stuff in the sun drop container.
Yeah, because most likely in that situation, you get that first batch and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But as you continue to not replenish your system with fresh, clean water and your kidneys don't get flushed out, well, then again, the more concentrated toxic substances accumulate. And what we're talking about here is sodium drawing water out of your cells, dehydrating you. And of course, too much potassium can lead to heart attacks.
All right. We'll hold on to that jar of urine because we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into yet another popular myth about the use of urine in do-it-yourself medicine.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles in a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Okay, you're on the beach.
Okay,
sounds
good.
A friend has just emerged from the ocean.
Okay.
Screaming. It appears that they have been stung by jellyfish.
Ah.
Now,
nice.
Some people might decide that at that very moment that they are going to break protocol and friendship, assuming they don't have this level of intimacy,
mm-hmm.
and urinate on their friend. Because they think that will alleviate the pain.
Well, I'm pretty sure you should never urinate on your friends.
First rule.
So if you find yourself breaking that rule, you need to ask yourself some serious hard questions about what's going on. But yeah, this is something we see a lot. It's just a common trope. It shows up in TV shows
mm-hmm.
And just sort of part of our popular consciousness. The idea that, oh, the jellyfish sting is awful, but we have the cure right in our own body. All we have to do is muster up some urine and splash that on there, and that will relieve the symptoms.
Right, and they think, oh, it's sterile. Well, sure, it's sterile while it's inside of you, but
yeah.
when it goes down the tract, it's picking up bacteria. So when it exits your body, it is not sterile any longer. But that's not even really the problem. And to discuss the problem of why this actually may worsen the sting, we have to look at the jellyfish's skin cells, these stinging cells or cnidocytes. Now, these cells hold a barbed thread-like tube called a nematocyst, and this is filled with venom. And Matt Soniak, writing for Mental Floss, describes it further. He says, on the outside of each cell is a tiny hair called a cnidocell. And when this hair trigger is disturbed, the cell's toxic harpoon explodes from its capsule and into the skin of the jellyfish's prey, or an unlucky swimmer.
Yeah, this one thing to keep in mind about the jellyfish sting is that it's not just this magical touch that, dark magical touch that burns you. It's not like being burned by something where the source of the burn is taken away and mm-hmm. therefore all you have is the injury. You have those little nematocysts still present and they're clinging on. So they're still there. There's still some weaponry on the skin that can be activated, for instance, by scratching it. If you start scratching the jellyfish sting, you're going to aggravate those nematocysts that are still clinging there, and you're going to get more sting.
Yeah, that's right, because there are a couple of things that really spring those harpoons of venom into action. One is pressure. So,
mm-hmm.
right, if you use your own fingers to squeeze at it or try to pinch it off, you're going to get stung. And it also senses changes in its environment, like chemical composition. So what would happen if you peed on this? Well, what would happen is that those cells would say, this is odd. There's more water in this composition than seawater, and we see this as an attack. And it would actually release more venom as your urine trickled over the wound.
Yeah, any change to the balance of solutes is going to set off more stinging. So, I mean, because the thing that's so amusing and perplexing about the urine situation is that what we're saying here is that the liquid you need to use to wash off that sting and get rid of any clinging nematocysts that are still there is salt water. And since there's an extremely high probability that you were stung by that saltwater jellyfish in saltwater, then it stands to reason you need to just walk 3 feet and get some more saltwater and wash it off. And if for some reason you're stung, like somebody mails a jellyfish to you and then you're stung, well, then you need to get something like vinegar.
Yeah.
But just using urine, I mean, you would... Like we said, you have that 95% water, 5% impurity, but then there are all these varying degrees of uncertainty as to what its actual content is going to be. So it's possible that you could have like magic urine. You could have just the right level in your urine.
Super dehydrated?
Yeah, just super dehydrated, I guess. Just the right saltiness to where it would be effective. But that would the chances of that being the case are pretty rare.
And if your urine is that concentrated with salt, then you have an entirely different problem.
Right.
Right. Like the jellyfish thing now is sort of on the sidelines.
Yeah. I mean, but again, it comes back to the salt water. Salt water is what you need to wash that sting with, and there is an ocean of it there in front of you. So use it.
All right. So there we go. Now you know about jellyfish stings. Please don't pee on your friends. And should we even talk about the asparagus problem? I feel like this is such a chicken and egg problem.
Yeah, and, you know, back when the podcast was, Stuff in the Science Lab, I feel like we did an episode on it about, like, some, because there's a lot of legitimately interesting, research into the genetics of this. You know, the idea that some people have the gene, that lets them, makes their pee smell like asparagus when they eat it, others don't. And then the reverse of that, some people have the gene that allows them to smell the asparagus smell and others don't. So, which way is it?
Yeah, and as far as I can tell in all the literature that is built up on this, and there's a ton of it, by the way, the consensus seems to be it could be a little from column A and B, right?
Right.
A little bit that you could smell it or you can't smell it. You can produce it or you can't produce it.
Exactly.
I mean, I think this is, we'll put this in the area of consciousness. We don't know. Asparagus, we don't know exactly why pee smells like asparagus or doesn't, and we don't know the center of consciousness.
Yeah, those are the two big ones that science has on the blackboard.
Yes.
They've yet to cross them off. But, you know, while people are worrying over the genetics of asparagus pee, there's a lot of precious urokinase just going straight down the toilet. And that stuff is gold.
I love this story. This, to me, is about innovation. It's about imagination, creativity. And one guy by the name of Earl Braxton. Now, this is a portable toilets businessman who also has a pharmaceuticals firm, pharmaceuticals.org. And he figured out that if you could tease out this enzyme, urokinase, and you could figure out the sort of volume that you need to really make enough of it, well, then maybe you could turn a profit in the medical world. But how to collect all of this urine?
But first, let's talk about why urokinase is important. I mean, basically, it's gold because it is used to dissolve blood clots in heart patients. So it has an enormous potential out there as a medicine. So even though this idea that you can just drink your urine for health is complete bunk, here we see someone who has said, yes, there is this fabulous medicine hidden in our urine. All we have to do is find a way to extract it. And, of course, that becomes the problem, especially if your business is porta-potties. Because we've all seen a portable toilet before. We know there's not always a lot of technology going on there. Generally, it consists of a dark hole into which we cast things. And then we just assume that somebody else is going to suck it out with a giant tank on the back of a truck.
Well, and they do, right? Mm-hmm. And then they deliver it over to Braxton's business. And that's where it becomes really important that those 90,000 participants at Coachella with full bladders are really depositing this. Because it turns out that he, along with biochemist Dr. E. Kendall Pai, they created a system that could separate the enzyme from the urine and come up with a viable product that could be used in a life-threatening situation where you have the blood clot in a lung and you just get this injection and poof.
Yeah.
This enzyme actually dissolves it. It's pretty amazing stuff.
And in the process of seeing this this stuff out of the urine and to the medical industry, that millions and millions of dollars are made. That's the bottom line.
Well, yeah, there we go. Yes, there's always profit at the bottom of the toilet there.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
But again, there's a pretty technical process involved in extracting the urokinase. There's a certain amount of volume of urine that is required, so you're probably not going to really benefit from starting to do it yourself with your own golden leavings.
That's a really good point, by the way. Just in case you guys out there are like, hey, this is something I can get into, a little niche business. And by the way, I think that Braxton has cornered the market on this.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got quite a little business of porta potties.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a while too. So this is not something that sprang up in the last even few years.
Here's a little factoid for you.
Okay.
For one of his porta potty lines, he tried to use the phrase "Here's Johnny."
Oh, I was thinking of The Shining.
But
I guess you're thinking of Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson, okay. Yeah. And The Tonight Show sued him and said you cannot use our famous term "Here's Johnny" for our porta potties.
Wow. See, I would think it would be bad because I'm picturing Jack Nicholson hacking through the side of the porta-john while I'm trying to do my business.
Maybe that's the other part of it. They were like, and subconsciously people think that they're going to get hacked to death while they are, you know, popping a squat. But, I mean, this guy is the essence of just persistence because even after Carson died, he tried again.
Well, you know.
That name. And again, The Tonight Show said, no.
Yeah.
All right, what else could we get from urine? I mean, something groundbreaking.
Yeah, and this is amazing because I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, all right, well, you can get urokinase out of urine through this complex process, but that's not really the same as saying, you know, urine has curative properties, that there's magic in the urine that can be used to heal a wounded or aging or diseased human body. But this really, I think, settles the argument. According to a 2013 paper published in the journal Stem Cells, Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center's Institute for Regenerative Medicine and colleagues identified stem cells in urine. So stem cells, again, stem cells are important because they're the children of the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are cells that can become various different types of cell types. They're a blank slate. So in you can use, and we've talked about this before in the especially when we're talking about tissue growing and the
right.
potential to grow new organs. These are the blank slates that can be used to create tissues of varying types and then create new, replacement flesh, replacement organs,
mm-hmm.
you name it. I mean, it's key and core to the future of medicine.
And how to get those stem cells has been the problem so far. So
right.
to know that this is a viable resource, we don't know exactly, to what extent, but to know that this is a resource is pretty huge. And the team successfully directed stem cells from urine to become bladder-type cells. We're talking about smooth muscle, and we're talking about the cells that line the bladder. But the urine-derived cells could also form bone, cartilage, fat, skeletal muscle, nerve, and endothelial cells, which line blood vessels. In fact, in terms of the bone thing here, researchers at the Chinese Academy of Sciences at the Guangdong Provincial Qi Laboratory of Stem Cell Biology and Regenerative Medicine have created a potential method for growing teeth from stem cells obtained in urine. And when I mentioned this to our video producer, Tyler Klang, do you know what he said?
What did he say?
He said, well, that would make you a real potty mouth.
Now, one thing to keep in mind about this study is that what they were able to achieve here is they grew tooth-like structures on mice. Soft tooth-like structures. So, so it's not like the mouse had a big mouthful of human teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Think more like you threw a mouse and some teeth into two different teleporters and combine them into one horrific thing on the other end. That this is the very beginning of the ability to grow teeth. But it sheds some light on the future, where you can imagine a day when we can look to urine.
Mm-hmm.
This thing that for ages we have just washed away. We can go to that and then use the stem cells in the urine to heal the body.
So we have in a one episode called, I think it was called Doctor in Your Toilet. But we talked about how important it is that, what comes out of our body can really help direct us in terms of curing ourselves and how in future senses we might be able to do more of a DIY setup. But can you imagine, 100 years from now, sort of taking some of the stem cells out and being like, lost a tooth.
Yeah.
Better put it in the little stem cell incubator. And, maybe in a couple hours I'll have a new tooth to put in there.
Yeah, you would go into the dentist and the first thing you'd do is you'd just pee in a cup and then we take it from there. I like what you're talking about, the doctor in the toilet. I often think of that when I think about the human need to look at the things that come out of our bodies,
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it's something as simple as seeing blood in the urine. Is a sign that something's wrong. If there's something weird about our stool, that's another sign that something's wrong. If there's something weird coming out of our nose, out of our mouth, I mean, it's just at its very basics, it's the organism evaluating itself,
mm-hmm.
looking to the urine for answers. And our techniques of looking at the urine have only improved. And again, we're still finding things. It blows my mind to think of that.
Yeah, and I also started thinking about Freud, who said that was like one of the phases of children is
obsession.
Creating.
Yeah.
Yeah, creating the thing that came out of their body, and they're so excited because they're like, I created that. I did that. All right, let's not bring Freud into it. Instead, let's talk about urine and courtship in the animal kingdom, because that's happening there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's pretty huge. We've talked about... especially when we've talked about parasites in the past, we often talk about mouse urine. And, of course, mice live in this world of senses, a world of smells. So they
mm-hmm.
live in a world of pheromones, and that's where the pheromones are coming out in the form of urine. So in that sense, mouse urine is a form of communication.
And you see that in other examples. I'm thinking about crayfish, and I was actually thinking about this as the urine fight club. Because the reason is that male crayfish will respond to urinary signals of female crayfish, but the females will exhibit aggressive behavior at the same time. So it's thought that by stimulating aggressive behavior in males, that females are gauging the male size and their strength in trying to figure out who is going to be the fittest male to fertilize their eggs.
Hmm.
And this was actually information that was found by Fiona Berry and Thomas Breithaupt from the University of Hull, UK. I kind of love to peek into that lab and see these crayfish fighting it out.
Now, another animal of note is, of course, the giraffe. And I've been reading a lot about giraffes recently. probably more so than most people.
For fun?
Sort of. So my son has a book on giraffes. Mm-hmm. It's only 5 pages long, and it's called The Baby Giraffe. And it only has limited information about their life cycle, but I'm asked to read this book over and over again. And oddly enough, it does not get into what we're about to talk about here, and that is the fact that male giraffes assess female fertility by testing the female's urine to detect their reproductive status.
Yeah, I thought this was pretty interesting. They act as a kind of pee stick fertility test.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not suggesting that in the human species, but in some ways it might be more convenient, right? Because you just assess the quality of the pee and say, ah, yes, okay, you're an estrus. But the thing is that the female giraffe is in heat and estrus only one day out of every 2 weeks. So it would make sense that they would have such a refined system.
Yeah,
to pinpoint when that is.
And they don't have a lot of time to waste. I mean, the giraffes are prey animals. They have to be on the run. If I remember correctly, they're only sleeping 30 minutes a day, in small chunks. So it's a life on the run. It's a life of always keeping your head up and noticing what's going on. So you don't have a lot of time for extra fooling around. You need to get right down to business. You need to know that this is going to benefit, your genes.
And if you're curious about how this urine tasting is going down, just to let you know, the female can choose who to give her data to by choosing to urinate or not when the male lowers his head to her rump. So it's not just that the males are going up to females all day long and having a taste, but, you know, there's certain times that the female says, okay, fine.
It's a little more refined than that. So in a sense, there's a little more romance.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And, you know, so, you know, there's a little bit more selectivity going on.
Okay.
She's not just giving her data out willy-nilly.
Okay. Well, I think that's fascinating. I think that the book on the baby giraffe could have been 6 pages long, and we could have gotten that info in there.
I think that you're going to write that book on the giraffe.
Yeah.
That's what I'm sensing.
Yeah. 6 pages of scientific wonder. So there you have it, a little insight into the salty leavings that we all face every day. And hopefully we'll all leave here with a little better understanding about the possibilities contained therein.
Yeah, it's kind of a poo-poo platter of urine information for you. You knew I was going to do that, didn't you?
Yeah. I did, yeah.
All right. If you guys want to check us out a bit more, you can do so.
Yeah, just head on over to stufftoblowyourmind.com. That's our website. That's the mothership. That's where you'll find our podcast episodes, all of them going all the way back to ancient times. You'll also find our blog posts. You'll find our videos. You'll find links to our social media accounts. But if you want to find those social media accounts on your own, just go to Facebook, go to Twitter, go to Tumblr, go to Google+. We're on all of those.
Yep, but make sure to hit the mothership, stufftoblowyourmind.com. And if you would like to send us a letter via the internet and email, you can do so at blowthemind@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.